Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And we're also live on Facebook right now, and we are will be on YouTube later. Also, I want you to know, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm taking calls today. It's my pleasure to shift shift some energy at this time, actually. So what's going on? Okay, so there's lots going on right now. And so I just want to like just sort of pull the energy together, because I woke up at like 4 in the morning, and I was up at, went back to bed at 1:30 or something. I just was like, whoa, I was working. I'm working on my new online program. But I woke up at 4 and I was dreaming about counting ballots. And I thought, I don't even do politics. I can't imagine how tense it is for the rest of you out there. But anyway, I want to say that I feel like, you know, I knew that we would need to have patience after this. Like, you can't just have, oh, magically one day it's just going to be all like perfect. It's a process. We live in a 3D planet. So we all, you know, we're going to wait the results and see what happens. And that's about all I have to say about it. But like, if I was up counting ballots in my dreams, I don't know what that was about. Anyway, I have last week, it was on Nuggets of Wisdom that I had shared some people, senior citizens, that most of these are people that are in like a place where that they chose to go into and like kind of resort living. And then there's some that, you know, could no longer care for themselves and are in different places. So last week we were talking with some of them, and we, you know, I did get through some of it, but I had a few more because you have to understand, some of these people are in their 80s. Well, most of these people are in their 80s and 90s, and they don't necessarily know how to navigate. Some of them do pretty good, actually, better than me. But like, this is something that like they wanted to share some maybe words of wisdom, and also kind of how it's affecting them, also how they feel about that. And I wanted to give them an avenue to do that. So some of their things came in the mail, and that kind of slowed me down a little bit. So I have that. I also will do 3-card consultations. And I can see, Olivia, I don't usually interrupt my show to take a call right away. I usually do the thing, you know, there. But I see we have a caller here. And is this Marie from France?
Yeah, we've got Marie from France. Marie,
yeah, because she just had surgery. So yeah. I really want to take this call in case she's at the hospital and can't.
Yeah, well, I'm bringing her on right now. Marie, you're on with Colette.
Hey, Marie.
Hi, dear Colette.
Oh, beautiful. How are you doing? You sound strong.
Much better now. It was
you sound very strong. Your voice.
A living nightmare. It was a Halloween come true.
Yeah, Yeah, not good. So just because not everybody knows, do you want to just let people know kind of what happened with you? Because you've been calling into the radio show. I'm just going to clarify this. And I've been working with you. And then, you know, I'm going to let you tell what part you want to tell and what part, you know, is kept personal to you, okay?
Thanks. That's very respectful. I've chosen to be open about it, just that I had started fertility treatment since March with my partner that provoked these calcifications in my gallbladder from exiting south from the gallbladder, causing quite a bit of pain along the trajectory.
That's like on a scale of 0 to 10, how would you describe the pain? Because I just want to clear
it. At the worst point, yes, I would say 8 or 10, because I feared for my life at some points.
Okay. And how would you see, this is what I'm asking, because physically you feel way better, but I feel like there's still some underlying trauma is what's coming up to the whole situation. And so I just want to thank you for calling in right now. And what I, because there's other people that I'm dealing with right now that, you know, have loved ones in the hospital, et cetera, and they're really worried, and, you know, people are having surgery and that. And so it's really, really good to hear from someone that has had a successful surgery and you were treated well, were you?
Well, well, by the doctors and surgeons and so on, but the nurses were very far stretched, too stretched out.
Yeah. That's been what nurses have been saying forever. And I personally have cared for very, very ill people for, you know, long stretches. And it's very, what happens is at first the momentum of doing what you love to do, or the reason why you're doing it, or because you want to be there for that person or whatever, that momentum will carry you through and it'll give you extra strength. But if it drags on for a long time, people have a tendency to get worn down. And so that's what I want to strengthen for everyone. Cause that, like, we're all feeling a little bit worn down here right now. Like, just energetically it is. And there are also, you know, a lot of astrological things coming in right now, and like lots of different things that are really powerfully affecting this today, like around Halloween and that. And we also, of course, have the election in the States yesterday. Yeah. So all of these factors, like added on top of regular everyday life, and that is what I want to address for everybody, because it's important to be able to recognize that you need to break it down. Now, if you've only been in the hospital for a week, it's like already wearing. But if you've been in the hospital for a month, or you've been in the hospital for a year, or you've been in and out of the hospital for 4 years, like my dad was, it is a very exhausting thing. Very. And now,
I felt that.
And see, so a lot of the nurses, besides looking after some very critically ill people, are also dealing with people who are not able to see their loved ones. And that brings everybody down. You know, when you can only choose one person, and you have people in care that are dying and they have to choose the one person, that one person, it's hard on them, man. It's hard on them. And it's like accumulative. Especially what?
Especially when that one person can't always come, like happened for me some of the days. So maybe the three kids need to be cleared as well.
Well, the thing is, like, that's happening, you know, around here. I have a client who only her husband's been allowed to go see his mother. And so she's not allowed to see the wife or the grandchildren or any of the other sisters or brothers or any of the other grandchildren or anyone. And he's working and he's got children and, you know, I mean, it is exhausting. It's exhausting.
Yes, like, that was precisely it. He was, my partner was pulled at all ends. And
oh, and the kids need you and you're, yeah, like everybody needs you, but there's only one you. So that's why it's so challenging. And so we're going to strengthen this. You may only be one you, but one you who's determined to, you know, to do the best in that situation. Like when I was in that, I was in that situation for 4 years with my father, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, and working full time. And my ex-husband at that time worked offshore. And so he was gone for weeks at a time. And both my children were in sporting events that they had worked very hard to get to, like almost the international level at that point. You don't want to just pull out the rug out from underneath them. Plus, all of a sudden, they lost so many family members in such a short period. And it was just that trying to be that person that always puts on the happy face, you know, and that shows up. And those nurses are really, really feeling that. It's hard on them. So can we skip the break, Olivia? Just in case Marie needs to leave?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So these are the weaknesses that I'm picking up. And these are the experiences, some of the experiences that I shared. And when I mean, this was 15 years ago that my dad was in and out. Like I mean, I'm talking about 4 years, you know, and having like carpools of kids and saying, okay, we're all going to go to get an ice cream after gymnastics and all six of us are going to the hospital and you have all these little kids gowned, masked, gloved because my dad had MRSA. He contracted it at the hospital in the second year or something. And so we were all doing this and then we'd take them all off and then we'd leave and we'd go to the skating rink and whatever. And then we'd go home and make supper and do all those things and go to work and all like just day after day after day like this. And it becomes a bit of a blur. And so I have a lot of, unfortunately, I have years and years and years of experience at the hospital. But not, I should have studied while I was there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So do you find, because
yes,
you...
I learned a lot. Yes.
Yeah. So I want to know, because this is so fundamental, because you're such a brilliant person and you both have investigated both ends of this. You've been on my radio show. If people want to go back, do you remember when you were on my radio show?
Oh, very well.
Okay. What day was that? Do you remember what
year? I think it was in February last year.
Okay, good. So you can go back and listen to Marie's show and find out a little bit more about, like she has an extensive background and you have a doctorate, right?
Yes, actually a PhD and a doctorate.
Right. So from your, like, you know, from a, like, an intellectual point of view, as a person that understands systems, understands that, you know, that this is also business and there has to be all the finances in place when you own a hospital. And there's so many people to consider. There's so much to consider, right? But you're used to doing that. And then having the experience of actually being a patient and not having any of that control. Tell us about that.
The sound is very dim.
Olivia, is there any way that we can turn the sound up for her?
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Are you at the hospital?
No, I'm back. I'm at home. It's just a normal phone line. I could hear kind of half of the question.
Okay, so what I wanted to know is, did you hear the first half where you have all these skills of going through systems, et cetera?
Yep.
And knowing intellectually how things have to run and how many people are involved and what's all involved. But on the other side, being an actual patient, what was your experience? Tell us about that.
I felt very vulnerable because there's little that I could do for myself, and I felt fearful and frustrated with sometimes the staff and sometimes with my partner, which has ruffled a few feathers since, we can say. But at the same time, I could also understand both of what happened for my partner and also for the staff, for the teams at the hospitals.
And so, from your point of view, were you, like, was there a lot of people in that hospital that were really ill with, like with the epidemic, and like they only had you in one little corner because there was no room for you?
Yes. Actually, I had two operations at two different hospitals, and I was transferred back and forth by ambulance for 2 days to the other, and then back again for another 2 days. I saw patients who were suffering a lot, and who were elderly and suffering, and that really pulled my heartstrings as well.
So how, when you say you saw them suffering, what do you mean?
Well, one elderly man, for example, I don't know whether he would have made it or not. I could see in a distance the COVID area, whereas they had the rest of us in another area. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of fear, a lot of discomfort.
Yeah, of course. And there isn't a hospital on a good day. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
the important thing, but like that's because that vulnerability. Just tell us about that.
Well, I kept focusing to thinking about God, thinking about wonderful healers that I know, and I thought of you as well, and I thought of people that are in spirituality and God and the spirits, and I sang comforting songs to myself in my mind.
That's very interesting, because I felt quite some time I want to say this to you. I want to thank you so much for calling in here and sharing your experience. And I feel that because you are such a clear speaker, and because you are able to articulate what you were feeling, it is really comforting for the rest of us to hear you. Oh, okay. You went in during the epidemic and you had two surgeries and you were well looked after. You were frustrated because I'm getting were you frustrated more in the day-to-day care?
Yes.
So
both from the nurses and staff coming around, as well as from my partner somewhat. I mean, it was mixed. It was mixed, both wonderful and difficult.
So I talk about this. So before we get you off the phone, I want to say, besides, thank you for calling in. I'm so glad that you sound so good and strong. And I feel so happy to hear your voice. That's good. I'm glad, because we talked about this, and I told you, because I think you were at the hospital. So as I told you, you have to, you were in the right place at the right time. And felt, and so this is really, really beautiful that you've shared this with us. And I'm going to now go back to some of what the seniors said also, because part of it is for, on both sides, being able to be comforted to know that, yes, there are those problems that you're expressing about the care in the hospital, those problems have been around for a very long time. Because when people become very sick, they also have a lot of emotional and psychological traumas and problems and issues around being in the hospital. Like for myself, even when I was pregnant, I was 5 months flat on my back on bed rest and in the hospital most of the time of my pregnancy. So that wasn't quite how I pictured it.
No.
But, you know, but I had a healthy baby girl and it was worth it to me. It was very hard on my body, hard on my bladder in particular. There was things that happened, but it was, I would do it again to have such a, you know, like for like, this is birth and this is death. And so to be able to make sure that you do, you know, recognize that it is important to listen to your intuition, and it is important to also, you know, when you feel like you're fundamental, like there's something wrong and your intuition and it's saying like, I need to go to the hospital, you get your butt there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And also not panicking and going there when it wouldn't be necessary, okay? So I want to thank you so much for calling in. God bless to you. And, you know, just make sure that you breathe a lot, you know, and breathe in the calm. Because I feel like that what's happened now is now your body is repairing. It feels like it's in it's definitely repairing. Is that how you feel?
It certainly is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, very much so. And it meant a lot to me to have people like you in the background extending a supportive hand.
You're very welcome. It's easy to do things for you, Marie, because you're such a beautiful person. So, you know, rest up.
It's sentiment is mutual.
Yeah. Okay. And I should just say for the card for today, I did choose Unfettered. Unfettered is my cosmic love card. And it's about, you know, falling and failing in love is a matter of I. So if we go inward and we love ourselves, you know, enough to make sure we listen to our intuition and we get to the hospital when we need to. And like everything has, you know, I feel that you're surrounded by a lot of love, and not just from your close ones, but from the people on the show here. And I know people in the Transformation Talk Radio, my team in that, we all want to extend to you, you know, best wishes. And so Olivia, how much time... How much time do we have left before we take the next caller?
Well, we've got a couple minutes to the break, but we can take the next caller anytime.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do. And then over the break, I can kind of work on it a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. We just find out what's going on here. Stella's happy. She's on my lap and she's purring away.
All right. And we've got Candace from Manitoba. Candace, you are on with Colette Marie Stephan.
Hey, Candace. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, there you are.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Hi. No, I can hardly hear you.
Yeah, that's probably because you're on the radio. What can we do for you today?
I would like to move from confusion into clarity. I'd like people to be truthful to me, and I want the truth to come out.
Okay, that is a really strong affirmation for this entire call, actually, and very timely for this time of year. Now, you've called into here a few times, and is it okay if I share, or would you like to share what you want to share about your story when we come back?
You can
I'm
share.
Getting, but I'm going to give you a little bit of time to decide what that is. And there we go. If you're close to a source of computer, I think that might have an effect on your ability to hear. But anyway, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and we'll be back after this short break. I wanted to tell everybody, you know, I'm really, really excited because I've started working on the online program for Energetic Upgrade. I have not been advertising very much at all in the last 2-3 months because my schedule is very full. I've passed face yoga. I am officially a certified face yoga teacher. I'm so thrilled about that. And I'm also available for consultations, and those I'm still doing 2-for-1 till the end of the year. And also for Get Your Shift Together on Thursday nights in the Talis Spas. So I just wanted to let all of you know that, like, I've cleared my calendar of my study times now. We'll be right back after this short message.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bath, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bath's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bath, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, sorry, Network, and old habits die hard. And also, we're also Facebook Live right now, and we're taking callers, 1-800-930-2819. We just spoke with Marie from France, and we're happy to hear she's well. And now we have Candace from Manitoba on the line. And Candace, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you really loud and clear now. Can you?
I can barely hear you, Colette.
Okay, so I'm asking you, I'm going to talk loud then, sorry, everybody else. I'm asking you if you can please just tell us, because we can hear you very well, what's going on for you and what can we do?
Well, I feel that people are not being truthful with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm confused about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like clarity, and I would like the truth.
Okay. Now, you have been through some very, like, and I've told you this. Candace has called into the radio show a few times, and then I've on Get Your Shift Together, we've worked a little bit and stuff. Now, you have had a really challenging time. I mean, it was challenging before, but now it's like your mom passed, and you moved. You were moving two provinces, like to get there. You had to get there to go see your mom, and so, you know, you managed to be with your mom while she passed, and then your husband passed, both from cancer. And you have a grown son in a wheelchair. And this is, his father is extremely important to him. And that's what's coming up. I'm just overwhelmed actually by this, the sadness of your son. Both, but in particular this one. And also, So I'm just going to ask a couple, but like, I'm just tuning into him and I don't want to make this too personal, but on top of it, you're also dealing with then having to go back and close things up where you lived. And what did you find that people there are not, have been stealing from you, or what's going on?
Yes. Well, we were away. People were in here stealing stuff.
So that's the number one weakness. It's coming up, like the deep sadness that I'm feeling right now is not just coming from your situation, but it's coming all around the world right now. Like because of having an election in the US yesterday, and all the people that basically, I mean, we transcript these shows and Olivia always does such an amazing job of capturing the moment. So what you said, I want the truth. I want clarity. I want to know what's really going on. I want to know, you know, what am I, like, what direction am I supposed to take here? How can I get the truth from people that have, it's coming up for you, more money than you, more power than you, more authority than you. And you're also emotionally challenged, of course, actually traumatized, because you just let go of your mom and your husband. And this really, when you let me know that, when you told me what you were going through, this has nothing to do with government. This has to do with people. This has to do with people, humanity. Love. That's why I chose Unfettered today. So you're expressing, like, in a situation almost like your situation sounds almost impossible. And so what I'm doing right now is I have been working on this for you and many other people that have contacted me, because this isn't about the government. The government is us. So we're going to strengthen that. You start to attract people to you that are actually 100%, you know, going to facilitate clarity, truth. Perhaps we could ask the people who stole things from you while you were looking after your dying mother and father to maybe bring those things back. You wouldn't think you would have to ask people to do that, but we can ask. I have corrected people in the past to return stolen items. And so we're going to do that. I'm working on that in the background. And then I say in the foreground, what you have to understand is right now I can feel a lot of love pouring your way to your family from those that are listening now, listening later. And actually, Candace, you expressed for all of us really what a lot of us are feeling today. We want to know the truth. We want to know, we don't want to be manipulated. We want to be happy and healthy, and we want to raise happy and healthy families. And we want to feel some love from the universe and from our source energy, which I refer to, my go-to is Christ. So I'm just saying, I would feel that for all of us right now, you know, like this is fundamental for all of us to recognize that at this time, it is important for all of us to step up here and ask for this. And most importantly, take responsibility and become, like, responsibility is just your ability to be able to respond. Now, clearly someone who just lost her mother and her husband, and her son is in a wheelchair. Perhaps she is not able to handle all of this herself right now. And so we're going to strengthen that divine energy to come through for you in the form of people, like actual 3D people. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you. Where are you at, Candace, on a scale right now? 10 being like I'm freaking out and 0 being, hey, I'm neutral.
Probably a 3.
You give us all hope. Let's take the hope away. And let's go. We don't want to hope, that word triggers a lot of people into hopeless, hope whatever. So I feel this is what we're going to do, is we're just going to strengthen you and everybody else to higher source network energy here. And we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, the connection, so that when we ask the questions, we would maybe get the answer that is most applicable to our situation. Excuse me, I have a little bit of energy coming up from my belly. So I'm going to come back at the end of this break, because we have to take one now, or I need to. And I want to thank you for calling in. And on the last segment here, I just want to get in touch with what some of these elders said at this time. And I think it will bring comfort to all of us. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. If you're like me, you're a woman business owner. Let me introduce you to the high-heeled go-givers. This community of women business owners are there. They are in it to win it for you, to uplifting and transforming the lives of women throughout our community. To find out more, to meet them, you want to go visit highheeledgogivers.org and tune in to listen to what they're about to say to you on my show.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And we're also live on Facebook. We've taken a few callers. I want to thank both Marie and Candace for calling in. I do want to share still some stuff from the some shift from my senior citizens. Stella, don't do that. And I just wanted to share with you, this is the painting, one of the paintings I just finished. It turned out Tales from the Vector. I didn't have the heart to even tell Pat and Jessica that the deck actually wanted not just neutrality, but one other new painting for the cover. So this is done. This is like an energetic upgrade in motion. So I have some notes that I took with the seniors. And so I'm going to go through, because I wrote them all down, because a lot of them have the same concerns. And once I got everybody's mail, I followed that wonderful lady that sent in that letter. I put it over there, but that sent in that letter. And then a lot of people had the same concerns of you. So what I did, thank you for organizing it for me. What I did is I compared, and this is what I have to say. Number one, people are saying confirmed cases. This is how my dad used to say it. This is how one bad apple can spoil the bunch. And that's kind of like, I know if you have a bunch of apples that you pick and they're all really nice and everything, but they're not quite ripe, but then you put one that's overripe in there, it could spoil the apples around it. It's the same if you go to the dog park and your dog is clean, but you know, it's easy to pick up fleas at the dog park. So that's basically what they're saying. So retirement is no longer relaxing. And this one woman in particular said that as she ages, she herself requires more help, like physically. And she's reaching out for herself and other seniors, for people to understand that when you get to like your 80s and 90s, it is necessary to reach out to other people. Otherwise, you don't have anything. So also fighting over opposing opinions and beliefs only make the problem larger. That's wise, because it's good to have differing opinions, of course, and it's, of course, necessary. And it's also opinions are, remember, they're opinions, okay? So And then talking about belief systems. So many times people say to believe in yourself, but I have run into so many people over the years that have so many limiting beliefs about themselves, about their bodies, about their health, about their careers, about pretty much everything in their lives. And so it's important to recognize that it's not about believing in something or believing in yourself. It's having faith that you're going to get through it, basically. And because when you bring up that word belief, what happens is, like, I used to believe that I was afraid to speak in public. And I mean, now I have a radio show for 8 years and you can't shut me up. And, you know, well, I guess you can, because I'm not doing seminars right now, but, you know, what I'm saying. So no person is immune to this deadly virus, and no one can guarantee a safe vaccine. So that's both sides. And that brought up for me that people need to understand the difference between immunity and a vaccination. Like, many of the, say, the flu vaccines, you have to get every year, 1 year after the other. They do not give you immunity like a lot of people think of from the old days. Okay, so I have to research that more. I have researched it quite a bit, but I'm no expert in that field. So, but what I'm saying is, energetically, this is coming up, these opposing opinions. So when someone has an argument, it doesn't mean that they have to argue. Okay, so isolation and lockdown, gathering feelings, the feelings are of helplessness, insecurity, loneliness. The restrictions and reduced activities are hard to accept and pose more negative feelings of frustration for everybody. The second wave now underway is predicted to be worse. Symptoms are hard to diagnose. A sore throat or a runny nose now is cause for huge alarm. And then many people were saying that they feel that the scientists from all around the world must lead the way and be listened to from all angles on this issue. A lot of them have pointed out to me that they have survived World War I and World War II, some of them. And this is fundamental, the truth, right? So I have another senior that was placed and not actually didn't like plan to go to this place on her own. And what she wants to know is, what did I do to deserve this? It is worse than prison, because at least if I was in prison, I would be charged with a crime and know what I did wrong to deserve to have to live like this. So those are the varying things I've received from a lot, like, you know, probably about 20 different seniors that were wanting to speak up. I haven't given their names, et cetera, because they were concerned about that. And I just was grateful to be able to have some words with them. And I'm happy to hear that for a lot of them, they're saying that where the places where they're at, that the staff is treating them very well, that they feel like they are cared for and like as best to the ability of the people around, which is basically kind of what Marie was also coming to, is that it's frustrating, but while you're there, you can see that there's just not enough time for each individual. And that's kind of when my parents were in the hospital, and my aunt and my grandma and my father-in-law, I was at the hospital sitting with them almost every single day. And many of my relatives were. And that's not having that, then these needs that are emotional and psychological are not being filled, and it's really unfair to expect like nurses to be able to do that and look after all the physical, which is very demanding, looking after people of that age. And so I wanted to present this as a kind of just an eye opener, just like, and I wanted these seniors that don't know how to navigate through the technology to be able to feel good about having said a little bit about what's going on and how they feel about it. And I feel better for having connected with them. And also for two wonderful callers who called in. I just want to check with you, Olivia, where are we at time-wise?
We've got just about 5 minutes here.
Okay, so I was thinking that I would like to do, excuse me, I'm just grabbing my cards here. I've been getting ready to, I've been taking all my information and dividing it into segments and for the website. And I keep changing my setup here. So I'll just hold the cards up for today. But I'm going to do a quick three-card reading just for the situation here. As I said, Unfettered was like adamant to come through here. Unfettered is about opening your heart and allowing yourself to, you know, feel the love, like feel the beauty of life, the wonder of it all. Like I feel that for a lot of us right now, it's been like, yes, it's very challenging. And it's like a lot of it is really like to me just, but a lot of it is like, wow, this is really, it's a time where people can really empower themselves. And that's what I'm interested in doing. I'm interested in working with people, and I can't do it through seminar form at this time. And I probably will never, ever do that again. I never say never, but I'd say 99.99% live events are not going to be the way I'm going in the future, unless I'm doing live events with people that want to build stuff. If you want to build shift and improve some of these situations and get together and do that, that's what I want to do. So my online program will be addressing the energy work and sharing with people how to do this and facilitate that with more ease. And of course, you may as well look good doing it. That'll be the face yoga. So, and the tales from the vector, what they're saying here, the first card that's coming out of the gate is performance, sexuality. This is about opening, this is about performance, this card. This is about what are the results of the way we're doing things at this time. The next card that came up is homeostasis. So homeostasis, this is the temple of the soul. So our body is a temple. Like you've heard people say that. When they say the temple of the soul, it's actually the vehicle that runs around with your soul. And then the last one is, well, that's very fitting. Here we have the scotoma card. And the scotoma card is when there's something that we can't see clearly or something that other people can't see clearly about us, about what we can't see clearly about ourselves, and what other people can't see clearly about us or can see clearly about us that we can't see. If you can figure that out, you'll have to probably rewind this. But I want to say thank you to my team at Transformation Talk Network. Thank you, Olivia, for producing. Thank you for the people calling in. And I feel so blessed to be able to be with you at this time and send a bunch of love out to everybody on this beautiful unfettered day. Bye for now.
You've
been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.